Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are very happy to be joined right now by Matt Evans. He is with Channel 9 News to get his thoughts about Frank White, who has been removed as the Jackson County executive. Matt, really appreciate you making time for us today, man.
Carrington, my friend, it is good to talk to you again. You know, we had a good thing going earlier this summer with all the legislative moves in Jefferson City and Topeka, but I haven't talked to you for a while. How you been?
I'm doing fantastic. I was just going to ask you, have you been able to fill that void in your life by not coming on the show? But it sounds like you've been really struggling lately.
I have been. You know, man, I've found other outlets, but none have quite lived up to it.
So let's just start with this. I am not surprised that he got recalled. I am a little bit surprised that this was a beatdown of epic proportions.
Nobody is surprised that this recall happened. We were talking about it in the newsroom yesterday. You know, the question wasn't, does he survive or not? The question is, how bad does he lose? Because we've been talking to voters for weeks now. This recall election has been going on for a long time. And Frank White supporters have been hard to find in Jackson County, Missouri. Every time we tried to go do an election story, we want to get a Frank White supporter on because we want to be balanced on our coverage, and they were tough to find. So it was pretty clear that the majority of the county was not interested in retaining him as county executive. But 85-15, that's a huge difference. I mean, the turnout was low, as it's expected to be in an election like this, but that is a pretty strong rebuke of the county executive from Jackson County voters.
So if you're him, why would you try to fight this? I mean, the public has pretty clearly came out in resounding fashion and said, we don't want you in charge anymore. But maybe it's ego, pride, whatever you want to say. It sounds like he's going to try to fight this thing when the good thing for everybody with him for him to do would just be quietly accept this and just move on.
Well, you know, if you talk to Frank White, he's done some interviews here in the last few weeks that he hasn't done for a long time. He believes he's been unfairly targeted, and he believes that there's been dark money behind this effort to get him out of office. He thinks it's all because of the Royals and Chiefs Stadium's dealings. He's talked about how this effort to recall him has been funded by folks like the Heavy Constructors Association, who obviously are very pro-new stadium in Jackson County, Missouri. So he believes he's been unfairly targeted. He says that the county assessment mess was not necessarily his fault because the county was undervalued so much in its residential properties for years and years and years. So in his mind, he's done nothing wrong. He's been unfairly targeted. So that's probably why we will see a lot of these legal challenges play out in court, the latest of which was denied by the Missouri Supreme Court just less than an hour ago. So certainly there will be more legal challenges. If those get anywhere, though, is a whole nother question.
I think Frank could have really done himself a big service if he had just been more open and transparent from the very, very beginning. The fact that just he has been so elusive, he didn't come on radio shows like this, he didn't kind of make the rounds and just kind of communicate why he felt the way that he felt about the stadium. We can get to the taxes issue, which is a separate issue, but the fact that he was so hard to get a hold of for basically 2 years didn't do him a lot of favors when he actually needed those favors.
Well, that's certainly a case can be made for that. If you talk to Frank White, his argument is that he was held by NDAs, non-disclosure agreements for a lot of those things. He says he didn't want to show his hand as far as how negotiations were going. So certainly if you talk to him, he says he has good reasons for not being forthcoming with that information. Obviously, these negotiations are high profile. A lot of people want a lot of information. He was not comfortable providing that information. But, yeah, I think even just a little bit, even just a nugget of information about some of these dealings could have certainly helped the public's view of him in the long run.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans of Channel 9, just getting his thoughts on Frank White, who has been recalled as the Jackson County executive. Matt, how much of this do you think is related to property taxes and people's frustration with that? How much of it do you think is related to the stadiums?
I think most of it's property taxes. I mean, that is something that every single person in Jackson County feels every year. When you go to pay that property tax bill, and it has doubled, tripled, quadrupled in some cases, and a lot of times there was seemingly no rhyme or reason behind it. I mean, that hits people directly in their wallets. Any voter I talked to in the last couple of weeks, they said property taxes first, but also the stadium mess second. So I think the property taxes was probably the final nail in the coffin for Frank White, because he has continued to defend the position of the county in this property tax mess that has seen multiple legal challenges, still under multiple legal challenges, and has not willingly rolled any of that back. So I really think when you talk to voters who were voting yesterday, they are upset about the property taxes, and they're hopeful that a new county executive can rein some of that in. Now, that is a huge question if they can or not. There's also going to be a question in November if the county assessor should be an elected position instead of an appointed position. That probably passes as well. So certainly there will be changes coming to the assessment department in Jackson County. Exactly what those changes are and if they can make a true impact when it comes to the final property tax bill, that's another question too.
The whole thing about the taxes, and we don't have to dive super into it. I understand that this is a sports talk show, but just from my understanding of it is people clearly could see that something was wrong, and their answer just seemed to be, oh, well, at every single turn, you got to pay it, which I think frustrated a lot of people. It wasn't just people who own homes. It was small businesses. So many people were affected by this, and there didn't really seem to be a lot of communication about what was going on. There didn't really seem to be a lot of empathy about what was going on. So you alluded to it. Some people have their taxes quadruple. A lot of people just don't have the extra income to now pay four times than what you expected to handle all of this.
Right. And you know, to Frank White's credit, he is correct by saying that a lot of Jackson County is undervalued on the tax rolls. When we saw huge increases in property values in the last 10 years, property taxes did not keep up with that. The problem is you can't bring it back in line in a single year, you know, because that's how you get those quadrupling taxes. So what a lot of counties have done statewide that haven't had this issue, if they've initiated a cap, maybe 15% a year, and then eventually you bring those values back in line with their actual value. But you don't do it all in one year because that's how you get that sticker shock. So, I mean, he's not wrong that certainly a lot of properties in the county have been undervalued for years. They tried to do it all in one fell swoop, and that's where a lot of problems happened. If maybe they could have stretch that out for a few years, you know, people might have been more understanding. You know, I get it. You know, I bought this house for this price. It's valued for, you know, $200,000 less. I understand there's maybe a discrepancy there, but, you know, do it little by little so it doesn't hit you like a ton of bricks when you go look at your tax bill.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans. Let's transition to the stadium. You mentioned that the stadium played a part in it. How big of a part do you think it played in it? I mean, it seems to me that both of the teams kind of use Frank White as a scapegoat for, I don't think the Royals had a great plan. I don't think the Chiefs had a good plan. No one wants to blame Clark Hunt. No one wants to blame John Sherman. Let's blame Frank White.
I think you're right on it there, Carrington. I mean, when you look at what happened in Jackson County before this vote, Frank White was against the vote ever happening in the first place. He campaigned against the vote. Once it finally got onto the ballot, the legislature had to override his veto. So a lot of people saw that as the head of the county being unwilling to play ball with the Chiefs and with the Royals. And when people in this community are so passionate about both of those teams, they want to support them, you know, no matter what. And they see the person steering the ship at the county side, not supporting them, not finding a way to support them. I think that sent a message to a lot of voters. And I think that the teams absolutely pointed to Frank White as a scapegoat in this process. Is that fair? Maybe not entirely. Did he play a role? He certainly did because he campaigned against it. But I think that certainly was weighing on voters' minds as well. Probably not as big as the property taxes, but if you wanted to find a reason to vote Frank White out of office, you could have found a bunch. If you wanted to find a reason to keep him in office, you probably couldn't find as many, or you weren't going to be as passionate about going to the polls yesterday. People that went to the polls yesterday were upset. They were mad. They had reasons to be mad. And that's why we saw the vote go 85-15 against them.
It's kind of crazy, Matt, but in hindsight, what Frank was saying, he wasn't wrong. The Royals didn't have a great plan and were asking for a whole lot of money without a lot of transparency on what they were going to do with the money. The Chiefs' upgrade ideas were minimal at best. This kind of goes to my point earlier about just simply communicating the why and just being more transparent in the entire process. I don't really think that Frank was wrong in his opposition. I just don't think he handled it very politically or very diplomatically.
Yeah, I think you're right. And truly, the plans were flawed from both of the teams. And you can point to a whole lot of reasons as to why that is. But Frank, the way Frank played this politically was he held his cards close to his chest. He never really let other members of the legislature in. That angered a lot of members of the legislature because they're like, what are we doing here, Frank? We need to move on this. And Frank has said, you know, I signed an NDA or I can't talk about it. Trust me, I've got it. And well, he hasn't done a lot to get the trust from a lot of members of the legislature. There's been that, you know, a very, very tense relationship between the county executive and the county legislature now for years. So he certainly didn't play it very tactfully when it comes to communicating with the county legislature, communicating with the public, and then ultimately communicating his position.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans of Channel 9 for a couple of more minutes here. So back to the stadiums, what do you think the future looks like, at least from this perspective? I don't think that the Royals and Chiefs were going to do anything as long as Frank White held the seat that he had. But now that he's not there, what does it look like for Jackson County now that at least a perceived roadblock has now been removed?
Well, you know, I think for the Royals, it could make a difference because the Royals could go back to the county potentially and begin negotiating with them again. I mean, after we saw the vote fail, we saw a lot of comments from Royals leadership not wanting to work again with Frank White specifically. So the Royals have essentially, if they're going to stay on the Missouri side, they've been negotiating with the city of Kansas City, Missouri, primarily. Could this bring Jackson County back into the fold? It could potentially. We're also fairly far along in these negotiations. I mean, you got to remember that the lease expires fairly soon in stadium terms. There was going to be a deadline earlier this year in Kansas. That got extended. You know, so I think for the Royals, it certainly could play an impact. Coming back to the county, beginning those negotiations again with whoever the new Jackson County executive is. For the Chiefs, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. I think we've always known the Chiefs' path in both Kansas and Missouri. The Missouri path would include another vote in Jackson County. Now, I don't think they need Frank White to get that done. I think the majority of the legislature supported that vote if the Chiefs do decide to stay on the Missouri side of the state line. So I don't know for the Chiefs if Frank White was as integral to their plans in Jackson County, Missouri. For the Royals, on the other hand, it certainly could make a difference.
Do you have any idea of what a timetable could be? I mean, this thing, the vote, failed in April of 2024, and we still have absolutely no clarity, no idea of what's going to happen. I don't think it's very likely that the Chiefs are going to announce their stadium plans during the football season. So are we talking about spring of 2026? So three straight springs and summers of having the exact same conversation?
It's the gift that keeps on giving, or in some cases keeps on taking. Yeah, I mean, as far as the timeline goes, if you remember over the summer, the Kansas legislature extended their Star Bonds proposal to the teams. Legally, they extended it for a full year. That was the only option they had under the law. However, the Legislative Coordinating Committee made up of House and Senate leadership said, we will only allow this offer to be accepted until the end of this year. So they've broken their deadlines before. They could break this one, too. Legally, they could. But if you take House and Senate leadership in Kansas at their word, the Royals and Chiefs need to make a decision on the Kansas side by the end of this calendar year. So we could certainly hear something by the end of this year. But again, that deadline, it's another arbitrary deadline. It could be broken too. So I don't know what the timeline is going to be. It could be anything. But I think you're right. I think it likely extends into next year. I don't know how serious the Kansas legislature is about this deadline. They said they were serious about an earlier deadline over the summer, and then they clearly were not serious about that because they extended it. So, I mean, when you look at all the deadlines that have missed, all of the ups and the downs and the Royals and the Chiefs and the Kansas and Missouri and the different counties and all the things that go into this, it doesn't seem like we're anywhere closer to a resolution as we stand now than we were after the vote failed back in 2024.
Last thing here, Matt, and I appreciate your time. I would have never envisioned that we would have the extension to the streetcar before we have clarity on where the Chiefs and Royals are going to play. I would have, if you had told me in April that that would have been the case, I'd have called you a liar.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on it. And we might see a few more big things happen in Kansas City before we have these final deadlines. And, you know, I do understand that these are giant, massive, generational deals, and they take a long time to put together. But I think a lot of people in Kansas City are just ready for a decision and ready to figure out where these teams want to play ball.
That is Matt Evans of Channel 9 joining us on the show today. Matt, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Carrington, thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. That is Matt Evans joining us on the show today with Channel 9, giving us his thoughts. I want to read this text to you guys. Text line 913-586-7965. Guys, I think Frank White's number should be unretired. He is a disgrace to the Royals and KC-Mo. I want to say, let's just calm down a little bit. We were having this conversation with our dear brother, Steven Spector. In fact, that was our Spec Says for the day. Let me play for you what Steven Spector had to say about this exact same topic.
All right, I guess what I'm about to say isn't going to make me any less unpopular than Frank White, but let me at least ask the question. If this team, being the Royals, moved to Kansas, should the number 20 remain retired by the organization? And the reason that I ask that question is I think it's been pretty clear from the beginning that John Sherman wants downtown baseball. But one of the biggest hurdles in making that happen has been Frank White. So if the Royals move to 119th and all and leave the state of Missouri and leave Jackson County, do the Royals make the decision to unretire Frank White's number 20? Would it be petty? Yes. Would it be for non-baseball reasons? Yes. Would it be for non-baseball reasons that didn't include a crime or some sort of heinous act? Yes. But in the last decade and a half, there's been an unceremonious firing as a broadcaster after taking shots at the organization, and then as a politician being a hindrance to progress for not only the organization, but the county that the team originally wants to be in and has been in for their entire existence. Frank White and the number 20 are synonymous with the Royals and their history in Jackson County and at Kauffman Stadium. But if they ultimately end up at 119th and all in a different state, I don't think the Royals owe Frank White anything in that case.
Okay. I'd love to get you guys' opinions, 913-586-7965. This is my stance on this. Frank White is not a criminal. If Frank White was accused of some heinous acts and we were talking about removing his statue or removing his number from being retired, I'd be on you guys' side. If Frank White had killed somebody, I'd be on your side. If Frank White got caught and we had him secretly recorded and he was saying some of the most reprehensible things that you had ever heard, I'd be on you guys' side. His number should be unretired because he was a bad politician. We're not accusing him of being a crooked politician. Maybe that's the same thing. He just wasn't good at it. No. That seems too much, in my opinion. I don't think that now you can erase the baseball legacy of Frank White because the post-career things haven't gone as planned. And again, we're not talking about taking O.J. Simpson out of the Hall of Fame. I could see why they would want to do that. This man killed two people, allegedly. That's not what we're talking about with Frank White. Frank White is still one of the most important people in Royals history, in Kansas City sports history. Grew up in this area, was part of the World Series team, both of them, in 80 and 85, one of the most important players to play. You don't have to do this. We don't have to do this. No. Frank White should continue to be honored in the way that he is honored. And I also think it's very important to note that time heals all. I was here. I remember. I remember when Larry Johnson did a 30-minute interview with Bob Fesco and the city was ready to embrace Larry Johnson again, who was hitting on women at the club. Now, he did a lot of things after that to get people to turn their back on him, but people usually forgive. They usually forgive. And what Frank White did, it's not unforgivable. Like this stance right here, CDOT, you wouldn't be saying that if you were a homeowner in Jackson County. What does that have to do with him playing baseball? What does that do with him playing baseball? It has nothing to do with him playing baseball. Nothing. None. We celebrate Jared Allen. You guys know why Jared Allen wasn't on the Chiefs anymore. We don't got to go back through the man's past. I just think now we've taken it too far. That's what I think we've taken a little bit too far. I'm willing to just leave Frank alone. Leave him alone. Out of sight, out of mind. I would tell Frank, let's not appeal this thing. Let's take your loss. Let's be humbled by this. Let's go away and do your thing. But now we're trying to take his statue out of the stadium. We're trying to unretire his number. I don't think he's done anything to warrant being treated that way.
So I agree with you, but I could see the organization, which has already scapegoated him once in the vote and all the things leading up to it, because all we hear about is how Frank White's the villain, Frank White's the villain, Frank White's the villain. I could see the team, if they end up on 119th and all, I'm going to put that huge caveat on here. If the Royals end up across the state line, I could see the team being petty and taking number 20 down. He still gets to stay in the team Hall of Fame. He still gets to have his gold gloves out there. And if a fan goes out to the new stadium and they're like, hey, how many gold gloves did Alex Gordon have? Oh, how many Frank White have? It will still be out there. But I could see the team, which has already taken a little bit of a petty path with Frank, continuing down that pathway if they end up on 119th and all. Because that's the big part of this to me. If the team ends up downtown, 100% I agree with you. He was an encumbrance on them moving downtown, but eventually they got what they wanted. Life goes on. If he's
but
on 119th and all,
the Royals, they're not leaving the area. I could understand if the Royals were moving to San Antonio and they made that decision. They're moving 17 minutes away. So now everything that Frank White accomplished in the Royals organization is lessened because they moved down the street. We don't have to do this. I agree with this. He tripled property taxes for no rhyme or reason ruined local businesses. It's simple, but he should continue to be honored as the Royals, but he was horrible for Jackson County. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. He was bad as a politician, but that does not erase everything that was done with the Royals. Someone made this point. Let me find it really quickly. Text line 913-586-7965. Guys, this is a lot like what you were arguing with Russell Wilson, that Russell Wilson played himself out of the Hall of Fame. Yeah, but in this analogy, Frank White is already in the Hall of Fame. He wasn't questioned. It's not like we're talking about, it's not like, for example, right now, if Eric Hosmer ran for all of these things, right? Eric Hosmer ran, and then 5 years from now, we realized it was a disaster and we haven't already done it. Frank's already been there. They've had Frank's number retired for, what, a decade? I mean, they certainly have had it up there since the renovations for the stadium. So even longer than that, his number has been up there retired. That statue has been out there for 20 years. Now we're just going to take the statue away? No. No, I'm not. Come on now. I voted to recall the man, but we don't got to do this. Stop. 913-586-7965. Speck says that if the Royals move to the Kansas side, the number's got to come down. The statue has got to go away. We basically have to erase the memory of Frank White with the Kansas City Royals. I think that's extreme. What do you guys think? Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're talking about Frank White. Someone texted in, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the man destroyed small businesses. Why are you standing up for the man? I'm not standing up for the man. I guess maybe in a way I am. I am just arguing that we are taking it too far now if we want to remove his statue from the stadium and unretire his number when, at least to my understanding, he hasn't been charged with a crime. It's not like we found some Donald Sterling audio recording. He was a bad politician. I don't think that should get your athletic accomplishments removed from anything. I also think it is a very, very important note. Frank White's stance last April was that the voters didn't have enough information to make an informed decision on the 3/8 cent sales tax. The people agreed with him. We all had the opportunity in Jackson County to go to the ballot and sign up for what you wanted to sign up for. The people pretty resoundingly agreed with Frank White on said subject. So if you're mad about the stadiums, I don't know how mad you can be about Frank. Now, I think there are things to be critical of. I don't think he offered up a lot of solutions. He comes off to me as one of the people that can keep telling you an idea is wrong. And then you're like, well, hey, what would you do, man? I don't know. Hold on. How can you sit here the whole time and tell me not to do what I was going to do, but you have no alternative? That's not good, in my opinion. But I now don't want, Frank White played baseball from the Royals, Rob, from 1973 to 1990. He went to Lincoln High School. Like, he is one of us. I don't think that him being a bad politician now completely erases everything that he did as a baseball player. And that's what we're talking about. You are being celebrated for your contributions to the Kansas City Royals organization. So, and someone else made the argument of, you know, people want their pound of flesh. Isn't that what recalling them is? It wasn't like a close recall. It's an embarrassing recall. Embarrassing. He got beat 85-15. To put it in a context, the stadium got beat 60-40. Like, it was overwhelmingly, we don't want you around anymore. We are casting you out. You've been voted off the island. To me, that feels like enough of a penalty to walk around with that you went from. I mean, your fame and who you are as a person got you elected into this position that you probably weren't qualified for. And those same people said, no, you're one of the worst at it. We want you out of here. I think that's enough of a penalty for the man, Frank White. The text line, they're a little 50-50 on it, and we played the Spec Says earlier, and the Spec thinks that his numbers shouldn't go. You also, Rob, are making the point for people that missed it. You don't think that if the Royals move to Kansas, you don't think that any of the Frank White things should go with them.
I think if the Royals move to Kansas, and I'm saying this as a Kansan, like, this is not like some, I'm Jackson County anti-Frank White. I think if the Royals, who have been adamant, there's one thing John Sherman has talked about other than wanting playoff baseball in Kansas City since he took over as owner. And that's wanting the team downtown. If the owner has wanted a downtown team since buying it and ends up on 119th and Knoll, I live over 119th and Knoll. No one would confuse that for downtown. If he does not get what he wants, I could see a scenario where they take the petty play and they unretire his number. I'm not saying they take him out of the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying they don't show highlights during the 85, you know, celebrations. I'm just saying if the K ends up on 119th and all out in left field, right field, center field, wherever they put the retired numbers, you'll see 42, 5, 10, and 13. I don't think you will see 20 if the stadium is on 119th and all, because I don't think the Royals want to be in 119th and all. And if they end up there, it's probably because Frank White and all his doings behind the scenes.
So y'all should have Frank White Day at the K then over there, I would say. You guys got to clear off the streets. That's what you got to do. You got to clear off the streets for him. I guess we don't got to spend all day on this. I can't really understand the logic of voting somebody into political office because they are an athlete and then being shocked that they're not good at the politics. And now, like, hold on, wait, you were bad at it. So, like, wait, no, no. Him being a Royals second baseman is what got him elected. That's why you voted for him. He doesn't win if he's not Frank White. So I'm not surprised that he wasn't very good at the politics. In fact, that would actually line up to me on why he wasn't very, very good at the politics. We got Binkley coming up to the show in about 25 minutes or so. Rob, what do you think? We are 1 month into the college football season. What do you think is the biggest story so far in college football? I think it's Indiana's actually really, really good. I kind of laughed at Indiana last year. You know what I thought Indiana was last year? I thought they were 2007 Kansas. I thought they were right team, right year. Everything comes together. It was a magical, beautiful year, and that's just kind of the end of it. That's not the case. In fact, Indiana is one of the 10 best teams in college football. Again, they might have the best quarterback in college football. That is a team that I don't think they're going to win the Big Ten, but they are firmly once again in the conversation of being one of the playoff teams. I think the emergence of Indiana being, I don't want to say power, I don't think they're that, but again, one of the stronger teams in college football. I think that's been the biggest story so far in the first month of the season.
I'm happy you took a positive one because mine's not positive. I think the biggest story of the college football season is the death of Clemson. Like, I think Dabo and Clemson and what we may not even grew up with, but 5-10 years ago when Clemson was one of the dominant forces in college football, ended this year. And I don't know if Dabo's going to have a job next year. Like, rewind the clock just 5 years to COVID times. If I had said, hey, Carrington, one day Dabo's going to get run out of town, you'd have been like, what? He's in the national title game every year. He's the number one pick in the draft. Like, what are you talking about? Clemson is bad, and they're going to run him out of there. They have gone from one of those powers in the sport to a nothing in the ACC. Like, I think Dabo's fall from grace and Clemson going from that team to nothing is one of the bigger stories of the sport, because is Clemson ever going to bounce back? Like, is Clemson the same program? Like, can they go attract a Dan Lanning type? I don't think so. So, like, I think Clemson's death is one of the bigger stories of the season.
I actually think Clemson can attract that kind of player. I don't think Clemson is maybe as far off as you do. They just simply need to embrace the modern day college football the way that nobody else is. Like right now, Dabo is trying to win with one arm tied behind his back. If you're not interested in the transfer portal, you are not giving your university a chance to win. That's where you get players from. If you're a Missouri fan, your quarterback came from the transfer portal. Your running back came from the transfer portal. Your number one wide receiver came from the portal. Can you imagine not using the transfer portal? If you're Missouri, you're cooked. Clemson has three transfers on their team. So I hear what you're saying. Oh, like what are they going to do after Dabo? Get somebody that at least wants to play by the rules in 2025. That gives you a chance to win in today's. So I don't think that it is bad for Clemson. They clearly can recruit great high school talent, but you got to be able to supplement that with guys that can fill in the gap. If you're only going to lose transfers and not bring transfers in, and you're only going to recruit high school players, you're just not giving yourself the absolute best chances to win when trying to build a college football program.
I also think the other biggest story is that is Arch. We spent a lot of time this summer. A lot of people spent a lot of time this summer. Future Congressman Paul Feinbaum said he's the best quarterback in college football he's seen since Tebow. You know what Arch Manning is right now? A guy who's flexing on UTEP. That's what Arch Manning is. That's his one claim to fame is he scored and he had, was it Aura? That's what the kid's calling it, against UTEP. Arch is mediocre. And we talked about him and a lot of media people talked about this summer like, hey, should the Saints suck for Arch or whatever the, you know, be awful for Arch, whatever the alliteration was. And you know what? Arch is not special.
No one was saying awful for Arch. You just made that up on the fly. There was not a single person that was walking around with the awful for Arch shirt. Can we at least wait to see with Arch? They play Florida this weekend. Can we at least see? We've seen them play one real team. It was on the road against Ohio State. It was on the road against the best defense in the country. So I hear what you're saying about Arch. It's the best team, best defense. Can I see what they look like against Florida? The same way you and I were talking about Missouri season starts next Saturday, Florida, Texas, Texas season starts now. You got your preseason game. You did not look good in your preseason game. And now you go off and play real teams. I mean, I'm with you. He doesn't look, I will say this, he doesn't look like the number one overall pick coming up in April. But he can still be a good college quarterback. I'm not ready to do that with Arch so far with just one real start behind his belt. He was flexing against San Antonio in a way that Sam Houston State is. Didn't make any sense. Why are you doing this? Coming up on the other side, speaking of why are you doing this, Shadur, brother, just I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Rob, during the commercial break, why it took me so long is Julia Roberts is in a new movie, and I was trying to see if she was in the Reba McEntire.
Ooh, is she? Is that
57.
Wow, good for her.
Because I was going to say that if that was your Reba McEntire, I certainly wouldn't understand with Julia Roberts, but she's not of age yet to be in that vintage piece category.
What's her movie coming out? We just got an email about it.
Yeah, coming out in a couple weeks. It's with the girl from The Bear. That's all I know. I don't know anything else about the film.
You don't even watch The Bear. How do you know about that part of the film?
I mean, I know that the person is in it. I mean,
it's also got one of the Spider-Men.
I can't name a Tate McRae song. I know who she is.
It's that Andrew Garfield.
It's the girl, the EB girl.
I know she's also in it, but
oh,
it's
the two people from the. Oh, I didn't know. I saw the one person I knew. I didn't know the other person.
Julia Roberts was a college professor at a personal and professional crossroads.
I'm sure it's a great movie. I don't need to know anything else. Julia Roberts plays a college professor. It seems like a film I'd be into. Coming up at the top of the hour, Binkley is going to join us in the studio. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about this because I really think that it's nonsense. So 2 weeks ago, maybe it was a week ago, I don't remember. Shedeur Sanders said that he feels like he could be a starter in the National Football League. And then Rex Ryan got mad and told him to quit talking. So today, I mean, you guys know what happens. The media then goes back to Shedeur and asks him questions. And, I mean, today there was legitimate reasons to ask Shedeur questions. The Browns are making a quarterback change. Joe Flacco was their quarterback. You are going to be stunned. Make sure you're sitting down for this. Joe Flacco didn't work as a starter in 2025, and he got replaced. He got replaced for week 5, and now they're going to the rookie. I mean, who would have guessed that would have happened? So now the media goes to Shedeur, and, you know, hey, what do you think about this? He mimed his answers. I'm not joking. He mimed them. So he's like moving his mouth and his hands, but he's not talking to the media. It just looks weird. Now, I know what some of you are going to say. I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, you can't do. Just be a professional. Or, I know this is hard to believe. No thanks. I don't want to answer questions today. You can do that. No thanks. I'm all right. Anybody in my profession, that's happened before. Hey, would you like to come on the show today? No, I'm okay. That's fine. Okay. You're not required to come on the show. But Shedeur, this is what frustrates me a lot about Shedeur. If you don't like Shedeur, he gives you all the ammunition in the world to continue to not like him. I'm not saying you got to come off like the most lovable, likable person in the world, but you confirm what everybody feels about you when you act this way. It's just nonsense. Just say, no thanks. Or do what most athletes do. Answer the questions, but just don't say anything. But you make it a story when you act goofy. You guys got to see the video. It's one of the most ridiculous locker room videos I have ever seen. The media is asking him questions, and he's just moving his mouth but not talking. It's so dumb. Just say no thank you. You guys don't realize how when you go to the locker room, how many of these athletes just don't want to talk. And okay, all right, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. Oh, my goodness. It's just why? Why do you do this? And then it's like, well, are you guys going to pick on anything he says? That's life. That's everybody's job. That's everybody's profession. Some people are going to like what you do. Some people are not going to like what you do. But why does that now make you act like a jerk? I just don't like it. I want Shadour to be better. I really do. I want Shadour to be a better person. I want him to be. That's it. I want him to be better. Someone on the text line, CDOT, they'll kill him for speaking. They'll kill him for not speaking. That's the life that you've signed up for. The life you've signed up for. I'm sorry. That's life. Half of you agree with what I say. Half of you don't agree with what I say. And you have no problem letting me know on the text line. That's the life that I've signed up for. So I hate that excuse. Oh, they're going to kill him either way. You decided to play quarterback in the NFL for a living. So yeah, you're not going to always be popular. There have been times you guys wanted Mahomes. You guys hated Mahomes. Mahomes was building families. Hey, you're too worried about this. You're off doing commercials. That's heavy as the head that wears the crown. When you're going to be a billionaire athlete, yeah, sometimes you got to answer these kind of questions. So yeah, if you want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, you're not going to always be popular. And some weeks they're going to love you, and then some weeks they're not going to love you. That's life. 2 weeks ago, you guys want to fire Jawan Taylor. Now you think the Chiefs' offense is back. You want to fire Matt Nagy a week ago. Andy Reid's offense was archaic, and somebody else needs to call the plays. And now the Chiefs are going to go undefeated the rest of the way. That's life. That's life. You just got to accept it and move on. That's it. Just accept it and move on. That's it. See, now you love talking down to him. I want to see the young black man succeed. I'm on his side. I just think how he's acting is goofy. I think it's incredibly goofy that he's acting this way. And I think he brings it on himself. Just be a pro. That's it. Just be a pro.
I don't mean to run him down either. Aren't these things where he struggles to be a pro some of the reasons why he ended up in the fifth round?
100%.
Like, I know people like laughed at it at the time, like the fact that Deion decided to, when he scores a touchdown, they're going to play his rap song, or the whole team had to go to his rap concert, or he walks around the sideline and warmups at Colorado with that watch that costs more than I make in a year, probably 2 or 3 years. Like, and now you can't even do the non-answer quarterback answer. We talk to Patrick Mahomes every week. Do you know how many times he non-answers us? 90% of the time. But you know what? That's the job of the quarterback. And the fact that Shador can't do that, and he just ends up looking goofy and doing weird stuff, is why he's a fifth-round pick. I mean, he was not a fifth-round talent, but he's fifth-round the other stuff.
I'm on Shador's side. I feel like some of these conversations with Shador, the reason he finds himself in this is just no one is willing to tell him the truth. You know what Shador would be doing right now? He'd be the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens if he had just kept his head down. Just do the work. Just be a pro. Do the work. That's it.
If he had been a regular quarterback, he would have been drafted in the top three rounds. He'd be Dylan Gabriel right now. He'd be starting somewhere as a rookie.
Oh, for sure. Someone on the text line says, why are we still talking about a third string quarterback? I think he'd be starting if he just had a better attitude sometimes. I think he maybe would have been picked in the third round. The Browns made a quarterback change. They didn't pick him. They didn't pick him. Why is he still a third-string quarterback? Maybe he's still a third-string quarterback because of some of those things. All right, coming up on the other side, Jay Binkley's going to join us in studio. There's a lot of things to talk to Binkley about. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.